Hello, and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We begin chapter 5 with verses 1 through 9. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." Scruples. Life led as the squarest. "You're such a square," comes to mind from a child's past, listening to the others whine about acting with fairness or staying out of trouble's way by making decisions that are prudent, not the darkest. You know, everybody gets a turn no matter what type of body they may have or abilities to accomplish the task at hand, no matter the amusements of recreation or the questions asked, answered, or shared. As a child, it was games played, and now, as an adult, it's learning how to pray. Ah, the Beatitudes. How life should be lived, receiving blessings from God no matter the situation or ability, individually, but given the chance to celebrate life no matter the plight, with God, everyone's His delight. Even the persecuted, we learn tomorrow, that God seeks to protect and forgive each and every human, known and unknown. Just listen. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray in silence for those dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our sister-in-law, Carmen. She had a stroke. She's the grandmother of Brittany, who recently has been battling brain cancer, though she has a cancer-free scan, and we are praying for her miracle of healing. We pray for her grandmother's healing from her stroke. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother in the name of Louis. He's a transition prisoner we're working with right now. Continue to lift Louis up. Novena prayers, day 6 for Thelma. Continue to pray for our neighbor suffering with rheumatoid arthritis. And Thelma, we're praying for you. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we ask the Lord to heal you and give you relief. As we asked for the eternal rest of our good friend Warren Thomas Michael today. If there's anybody listening today, there's a paddle out in St. Augustine for our brother who passed recently. We pray for his freedom into eternal life, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 to 20 depicts. Today my poems comes today from the practice of Matthew's Gospel in chapter 5. Work today comes from verses 1 through 9. It's a four-stanza poem. It's tri-lines into the last two poems. Last two stanzas, it's titled Beatitudes of Scruples. Mountain teaching crowd, sitting with disciples, them teach loud Beatitudes of Scruples. Spirit poor, blessed, heaven's kingdom theirs, mourning one blessed, comfort their care. Meek are blessed, land they inherit. Hunger are blessed, righteousness thirst merit. Satisfied, be caressed to share it. Merciful are blessed, mercy shown to repair it. Hearts clean blessed, God sees fairest. Peacemakers are blessed, God's children called the squarest. Amen. I am Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's December 18th, 2022. Recording this morning at 5:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We're closing today at 8:21 in the name of Jesus as we call out to our good friends John and Marie each day. God bless you, too. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. It's Sunday. Get out and see your preachers, your teachers, your pastors. Makes us go over every time. Proclaiming the name of Jesus. How about 8:33 in Jesus' name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.